Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply sink or swim. Sink or swim. When you hear that term in business, it describes an environment that requires each individual to be responsible for their own success. Some people enjoy the sink or swim environment because it's one of independence and freedom, and you can do it how you want, and if you succeed, you can pat yourself on the back, and if you don't, you can't point the finger at anyone. Well, I'm not a big fan of the way that concept is described, because in business, we're going to come in contact with a lot of sinkers, those who have failed in other business opportunities in the past, those who've been hurt and defeated by something that didn't go right for them in another aspect of business. And our job as leaders is to transform sinkers into swimmers. Those who have failed in other endeavors get the opportunity to succeed with us. I want to communicate the swim technique, which are the four components to transforming the sinkers. Will you transform them all? Absolutely not. But we have to embrace the fact that we have all sank at one time or another in life, no matter what we have done, no matter what endeavors we've embarked upon, that there are four key components that outline the sinker. Let me just communicate those very quickly. Stubbornness, insecurity, nastiness as it relates to dealing with other people, and the know-it-all. These are four characteristics that every sinker has adopted at one particular point in time. The stubborn individual follows their feelings. The insecure, they have a lack of confidence and they don't believe in themselves. The nasty are the ones that don't know how to work well with people. They're impatient, they're inconsiderate, they're insensitive when it comes to the needs of others. And the know-it-all feels like, even though they haven't had a lot of accomplishments to fall back on, that they know how to run the business or the system even better than those that mentor them. Well, we all understand the personality now of the sinker. One of those four components will always cause a person to sink. The question is, how do we get them to swim? The advantage that business owners have over those that are running home-based businesses is we get the opportunity to make people fill out applications, submit resumes, we can run background checks, we check references, and we can try our best to weed out the sinker. In our company, we employ people, and because we have full-time employees that have to be at a particular place at a particular time all day long, we have the ability then, or the advantage of trying our best to find the swimmers, the top of the top, the cream of the crop, and hiring those people. Well, what about if you run a home-based business? You don't have the advantage of applications and resumes and checking references and running background checks and making people jump through 55 hoops just to get an opportunity to work on your team. On the contrary, in that environment, then there has to be a handful, and sometimes even more than that, of sinkers that you are willing to transform. And I don't say sinker negatively. Remember, we've all been in a position where we have embraced one of those four personality traits that describe the sinker. So how do we transform them? The first step in the swim technique is we must offer solutions. I can only do this when I know the problems. Everybody's not in it for the money. Some just want the social interaction. When I find out what our teams are looking for, that's the only way to offer them solutions. What are your team members looking for? Have you sat down with them and found out what their goals and aspirations are, or what problems they're looking to solve? When people join teams, they join a team because they're hoping that a team solves a problem. It's the same concept that holds true when a person becomes a member of a church or a political political organization or any other group in the world, they're joining a group to solve a problem. And if I can understand the problem, I can then identify whether or not my organization can offer the solutions. When they understand the solutions, it energizes them and it begins to transform their insecurity and transform their stubbornness. And they say to themselves, I want to be a part of that team. That W in our SWIM acronym says, I must be willing to work with them. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you can find the sinker mentality in so many places that if we're willing to work with them, we can transform every single person just about that wants to be transformed. Remember, nobody wants to sink. If you know anything about swimming, it's the most uncomfortable feeling of all feelings is to be in a pool and to feel like you can't make it to the other side, that you can't rise to the top like everyone else. No one wants to feel that way. So it's a refreshing component when you meet a person who has sank a lot in their lives and you assure them that you're willing to work with them so that they can swim. I have to take my hat off to the swim instructor that taught my four youngest daughters how to swim. One of my daughters was very resistant to the process. She didn't want to learn how to swim and she fought the water at every turn. And watching it was agitating even to me. I wanted to interject and tell the coach what to do. I wanted to tell my daughter, listen, stop doing this and start doing that. But I fought that urge and I remained silent. The instructor, day after day and session after session, worked with my daughter until she became comfortable with the water. And after about 3 months, she became as good a swimmer or better than the rest of her sisters. And this is someone that didn't want to do it. But the goal is look at the power of what we have when we are willing to work with those around us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, they may not look like they show promise in the beginning, but don't stop working with them. And America is filled with rags to riches stories, people who started with humble beginnings, but because they had someone to work with them, they rose to the top. And isn't it great to know that you can be a person who is contributing to the next millionaire, that you can be a person who is contributing to the life of a person who achieves greatness because you were willing to work with them. That I in our SWIM acronym says we must inspire them. Yes, I'll ask you, when was the last time you truly inspired someone on your team? You know, our stories can inspire, our commitment can inspire, our positivity can inspire, and our professionalism can inspire, and finally, our presence can inspire. When I visit colleges across the country to go and meet interns, many times I'm not going for the purpose of meeting the intern, but if I happen to be in one of the cities where we have a strong contingent of interns that work with our organization, then I try to make this the time to see if I can meet a handful of them. Of course, we put a call in place and they get an opportunity to know where I am. And just that my presence inspires them to go a little bit further and work a little bit harder. When I'm in the office, my presence inspires the employees on our team, our staff members and those that work with us. They know that I travel a lot and that I'm not always in the office. And when I'm there, the presence can inspire. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, your presence can do as much to inspire those around you as anything else. They want to walk like you and follow your footsteps and accomplish what you have and do what you've done. I encourage you to inspire them either by your commitment, your positivity, your professionalism, or your presence. Finally, you can teach them to swim by instilling in them the power of mindsight. Notice I didn't say hindsight, which most people are familiar with. I said mindsight. This is when you teach the people on your team to walk in what they see inside their minds. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it teaches them to ignore the results that they see on paper, to ignore what's going on around them, and to walk in what they see themselves becoming. I've got a basset hound, and he's only a few months old, and every time I speak with him, I say, you're an AKC champion breed dog. You're going to be in the Westminster Dog Show, and you are going to win. People will come from thousands of miles around just to be able to see you and take pictures with you, and they'll want you to foster puppies all over the world. Well, listen, that's just the dog. He may not understand a word I'm saying. Think about the power of having a person walk in mindsight. When you say, listen, write down your goals and aspirations and where you want to be over the next 5 years. Write down where you want to be in the next 1 year. And then every day you say to yourself that I am going to achieve greatness. In fact, I'm already walking in it. I'm already achieving it and accomplishing it. Once we teach how to walk in mindsight, it can change the aspect of the swimmer. The swimmer has to see themselves making it across to the other side even before they do it. My friends and neighbors, there are a lot of sinkers in society, and we've got the power to turn them into swimmers. This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.